Om Shanti. So we are holding Baba's hand. In bhakti, people feel if you find God, if you know God, if you see God, you are very lucky. And you are sort of liberated. So if they think that if we are holding Baba's hand, the life should be very smooth. And sometimes Brahmins also expect that, okay, now I belong to Baba, everything will be going smoothly. But in fact, we are in Kali Yuga. And so we have to face lots of adversities. Situations are not always in our favor. Lots of problems come. But with help of Jnana and Yoga, we are able to overcome those situations and we can be peaceful, smiling, happy, etc. And that's the really life is enjoyable and not a sort of a harassment. So what sort of adversities we have to face in this Kali Yuga? First and foremost, I would say, is health problem. So though we are yogi, but we have to clear our karmic account. Many times people say, how come your mamma and dadis and all have so many years of yoga and still they have cancer or such sicknesses? But situation is that we all have to settle karmic account of many births. And so we will have sickness, no doubt. But sickness does not, or pain does not, create that sort of different feelings in the minds of yogis. The yogis face those situations with smiling face, because yoga will help us to be bodiless. Or bodiless stage helps us to be yoga. So yogis are bodiless, going beyond the effect of body and bodily pain. So in such situation of pain also, we can remain peaceful. Or it can be, body might be having some infection, body might be having some accident and fracture, etc. But the thing is, what Brahmins do is, they have medicine as well as meditation. That helps them. Because we take treatment as usual, but the thing is, with meditation and yoga power, we are not having stress. And not having stress, even in the diseases like cancer, because when cancer patient have got the thought that, oh, now what will happen to me? Well, because they worry. Or they are stressed as soon as they realize that they are having cancer. And in that situation, Baba's children, who are yogi, they are relaxed and not worried. They take the disease as it comes. And hence, there are less chances of their spreading the disease. because those who are stressed, worried, anxious, etc., the disease spreads and they can have secondaries. Whereas with Baba's power of yoga, the Brahmins, they live a long life, longer than expected. Because many times the cancer yogi is having cancer, doctors will say, okay, you will live now 6 months to 1 year. But the yogis live longer than what doctors are having prognosis. So the life is longer and peaceful. So we don't reject medicine or therapy, but at the same time, Baba's yoga power helps us a lot to remain cheerful and peaceful. The second problem may can be financial or job problem, because as the situation in the world, economic situation is getting worse, many people are out of job or many people lose in their business, etc. And Brahmins are not exception, because they may also have to have some loss in business or some job problem, or they might be out of job. But our patience and tolerance power helps us a lot. And jnana also helps, because we say, okay, I don't have perishable wealth, but I've got imperishable wealth. And what I found was, especially in Australia, in the early days, whenever Brahmins were working, wherever they were working, because they were working very sincerely, honestly, and efficiently, with smiling face, the employer would be very happy with them. And in that their job situation, if there was any vacancy, and Brahman asked, my friend is looking for job. Will you like to invite him and interview him for the job? The boss will be very happy to interview the friend, because he will say, oh, your friend, he is also yogi, so he must be like you. So they employ the friend also. So the thing is, and in job also, because of Brahmins have yoga power and sweet nature and cooperative, they are loved by their colleagues as well as boss. The third main problem that people may have in Kali Yuga is relationship. Because as you know, we have to deal with jnani, ajnani, laukik, alaukik. And especially laukiks who are not jnani, naturally there are expectation. And as we see in the present society, love marriages also, after a while they may have some difference of opinion and separation and divorce, etc. And the incidence of divorce and separation is increasing. In such society, where everybody has got ego and their own opinion, and they are not able to tolerate the opinion of others, we find that yoga helps us to have more accommodation, accommodating their views and tolerant, and that helps us to have good relationship. Because I know of one of the couples in Australia, the husband is Indian and wife is Australian, both professional. And naturally, Indian husband, there is that in sanskar of having domineering personality and wanting wife to be more like subservient, whereas Australian women also are quite independent and having lot of self-respect. So the husband and wife used to have so much conflict before Gyan and separated many times. But after Gyan, they became friends. And though they lived separately for a while, until the wife was very sick, but they were quite friendly. So once wife was sick, husband started staying together and helping her. And when they went to London for their family get-together, they said that they were the only couple together for so many years. So the thing is, relationship becomes more loving, cordial, and friendly. So yoga helps us to change our personality. We become more sweet, accommodating, tolerant, patient, etc. And hence, relationship also improves. Another possibility of adversity is accidents. Because as we know nowadays, it may not be our fault, but some other vehicle may come illegally in front of us and may have some accident. And I know of quite a few head-on collision in Australia. The Brahman had to have such accident, and the sister who had this accident of head-on collision, she was sharing her experience that I saw the car is coming in front of me, but I had no time to change my direction, or there was no way to change my direction, so there was accident. But she remained calm and seated in her seat, so the people who came to help her were surprised to see how peaceful she was. So she had accident, but she had minor injuries of clavicle bone and all. So one hand, I find it, Baba's children remain protected in such severe accident. The car may be written off, but Brahman remains with minimum injury. So on one hand there is protection from Baba, on other hand we maintain that calmness. And especially those who remember Baba at the time of accident, they always share that I just said Baba and Baba was there to help me and protect me. So in accidents also we find that Brahmins can maintain peace and remain calm. Natural calamities is another adversity that can affect our life. And there have been many, many calamities like earthquake, storms, tsunami, etc. And in all such situation, on one hand, as I said, is Baba protects Brahmins, and during tsunami in 2000, there were so many centers affected with flood because in Sri Lanka especially, in many cities, there was so much flooding of water. But the thing is, Baba's houses remained safe. There was some water in the center, but yet not so much damage as nearby houses had. And the Brahmins also remained peaceful because in Colombo there was this about 1.5 feet water in the ground floor, but Brahmins stayed on the second floor and they were safe, and most of the machines also remained safe. Only few computers needed repair. So Brahmins can maintain peace in such situation, and the worst situation is death of the near and dear one. As we know, the death, whenever there is a death in the family or friends, there is a lot of sorrow in most of the people. But Brahmins, though they are loving, they are detached. They are not totally dependent on other human beings. And because we take support from Baba, we are not affected that much as other people. Because logically, otherwise people depend so much on each other, especially husband, wife, parents, children, friends. They become so much dependent that loss of one life of our friend or relation can affect them a lot, as they feel that void and they don't know how they will cope without that friend or relation. Whereas Brahmins, their sorrow may be there, but it's not so deep or so long-lasting. And naturally, with Baba's help, they are able to carry on the life as usual. So these are mostly the situation of adversities that we had to face. And we saw how Brahmins are able to cope this situation. But we need a lot of yoga power to be able to face all these adversities. And for that, we have to make effort to have powerful yoga. And as we know, yoga will depend on our soul conscious stage. Because so far, we have been body conscious all the time. And though Baba says you are soul, we know We know theoretically that I am a soul, but to maintain soul consciousness all the time, we need to pay a lot of attention and gradually move from soul conscious to bodiless to subtle angelic to incorporeal stage. So that such effort we have to make to see that we are bodiless in angelic stage and we are just a dot remembering Baba the dot. So the three dots are very pakka in our life to have powerful yoga. One is I am a soul, another Baba is also dot, and third is give full stop to the past, because we have to see that we don't allow any negative thought, waste thought, impure thoughts, thoughts of the past, which will hinder our yoga power. So we have to see that these three dots are pakka in our life. And as we observe soul consciousness, naturally we are introvert. And we need to enjoy solitude, because some people, they are always wanting to have company and chit-chat. As soon as they are free, they would like to be busy. And busy not in Baba's remembrance, but busy in either surfing internet or Facebook, social media, etc., or telephone. So we have to see that rather than spending most of the time on computer or laptop, we spend more time in solitude in Baba's remembrance, sit in Baba's remembrance. Not just know that I am a soul, but we have to sit in Baba's remembrance and make conscious effort to receive that yoga power. So we have to really pay a lot of attention on economizing our thoughts, words, action, etc. Because we are so much used to just allow our mind to think about anything, everything. But now we have to pay attention that we don't allow any negative thoughts or waste thoughts. Economize our energy of speaking too much, because Baba says, speak sweetly, softly and essential. And also, just see that we are not just doing something because we are used to do it. Because sometimes some people are so much used to do one thing or another, they want to keep their body also busy. And especially some people have such habit of just keeping cleaning all the time, the house or pots, etc. So we have to see that we are not using our energy in a wasteful manner. So economize, and we have to have deep love for Baba. To have powerful yoga, we have to have all relationship with Baba, deep love for Baba, and Baba should be in my mind all the time. So as we merge in love of one Baba, naturally we are empowered. So Hindi the term is eknami, economy and eknami. So in order to be powerful yogi, naturally we have to be pure. Because purity is the basis of our yoga. Soul consciousness and purity. So as much as we have purity, our yoga will be powerful. Because if the vices are there, then naturally the intellect is pulled in different direction. If I am attached to something, I will be thinking about that thing. If I am having greed, I will think about how to buy, what to buy, how to get money, how to earn money, etc. So viceless stage or purity will help our yoga. And as we know, as much as we have yoga, we will have purity. So we have to see that we are not susceptible to our old impure sanskaras. And Baba has given us time and again many yuktis how to meditate. Because at one time Baba says, okay, do the exercise. In 1 second you are in a corporeal stage. Next second give your mind to be subtle angelic. Next moment give your mind to be a dot. Stay in that stage of bindu, point, dot. So traveling three worlds and giving the mind order and seeing that mind responds to whatever we order and not mind goes here and there. Because otherwise, as I said, is we have given full freedom to mind to think about anything and everything. Now we have to see that we are not allowing mind to wander here and there, but guide them to whichever world we want to. And also Baba gave once the exercise of having different five forms. So exercise of that five forms also will help us to have good yoga and empower ourselves. So in order to have powerful yoga, it is very essential to have pay attention to see our mind, that mind is doing whatever it is supposed to do. So we have to pay attention that we are not body conscious, because all the time we are so much used in Kali Yuga to be body conscious. So now we have to pay attention that we are no more body conscious, but we are soul conscious. So attention that mind is not having negative thoughts, waste thoughts, it's having only positive thoughts. So checking ourselves and paying attention and diverting the mind. As soon as we realize the mind is in a wrong direction, naturally we have to divert our mind to the right direction of being in bodiless stage or giving the mind job of being in the angelic stage. So, attention and checking is very essential to have powerful yoga. So, the aim of our Brahman life should be to be powerful yogi, and if we are having powerful yoga, naturally situations will come, no doubt. But those situations we are able to overcome adversities, we are able to overcome or face them with a smiling face and peaceful nature. So the thing is, we have to see that we maintain whatever stage we want and not get affected by situations, circumstances and people around us. Because some people can be quite negative or defaming us. Criticizing us, and that time we have to use our Gyan power and Yoga power as not to hear evil, not to see evil, not to get affected by their evil comment or criticism. So, Gyani and Yogi, because Gyan and Yoga go hand in hand, more we are Jnani, there will be easy yoga. Because Jnana is the foundation. Yoga is the building. So we had to build our yoga power on the basis of Jnana. So Gyan should be not just theoretical, because theoretical Gyan is naturally necessary, but then we have to practically implement in our life. And by paying attention, we are able to implement Jnani points in our life. So Jnan, we have to not only understand it, churn it, imbibe it, and become the embodiment of Jnan, so that our yoga is also powerful. So Baba is helping us to be powerful yogi. He is giving us many, many yuktis. And every day in the Murli, Baba will talk about something on how to have good yoga, powerful yoga. So what we have to do is pay attention to the daily Murli and note down the points that Baba is giving us on yoga, and then practice it throughout the day. Because theory is very easy. Anybody can understand the theory, but to be practical, we need to be really paying attention to Baba's teachings. And though Baba says it's easy Gyan and easy yoga, but we have to make it easy. Because some Brahmins make it a bit difficult because they are in the habit of being in stress when they concentrate. Because yoga, you have to concentrate. And some people, when they have to concentrate, they become stressed. So we have to see that we remain relaxed and have easy yoga, so that our yoga is not only easy, but is more constant. So we have to remind our title of being constant yogi, easy yogi, natural yogi. Because just as so far we were naturally body conscious, now we have to be naturally soul conscious and yogi. So that should be our nature, that we are, whenever our mind is free of any intellectual work, we are diverting that mind to Baba and empowering us. So as we become powerful, the situation will become mild. Adverse situation will not appear adverse, but we will take it life as it comes. Because then we will not be stressed. Otherwise, if we start questioning, why me? Why this is happening to me? Not somebody else. Then naturally, by questioning and by putting ourselves in such confused stage, we are not able to remain stable. But by just accepting the drama, so we have to be really stable on karma and drama. Whatever is happening is according to drama. And I have to clear my karmic account. So if situation is worst, we have to see that, yes, I'm settling my karma and I will not have to be punished in Dharmarajpuri. I'm just settling over here. So being such positive in attitude, we are able to settle our karmic account in such adverse situation, and adversity does not cause any distress to the mind, and we can maintain that peaceful nature. So Baba has helped us a lot, and the life has become very easy. So we are very thankful to Baba that He has given us this jnana and yoga to make our life peaceful and happy, which we were really struggling so hard for so many births to be peaceful and happy. But now, with yoga power, we are able to maintain whatever stage we want, and we are able to maintain stability of mind and not getting affected with little situation. Because otherwise we were very sensitive and little situation used to affect us. But now, with the power of yoga, we are able to be unaffected, stable and unshakable. So yoga is very essential for our stability and naturally this will help us to have peaceful life. Om Shanti. If anybody has any question, you are welcome to come in front and we will get you microphone to ask the question. Is anybody having any question? If no question, then we will have yoga until 7 o'clock.